Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. An investigation into two women who left two critically ill puppies at a North Philadelphia animal shelter found signs of even more animal abuse. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
After ACT Philly received a box with two gravely injured puppies last Thursday, they contacted the Pennsylvania SPCA to make use of both their veterinary and law enforcement services. Nicole Wilson is the PSPCA's Director of Animal Law Enforcement.
The puppies had what appeared to be a skin condition that had developed into wounds. Those wounds then became maggot infested.
While vets treated the pups, PSPCA investigators found the suspect's North Philly home on West Russell Street near Germantown Avenue. They also spoke to a relative who indicated the puppies belonged to the suspects. Wilson says they executed a search warrant Monday and found the suspects and signs of additional neglect.
We removed two dogs from that property that were being subjected to excessive heat temperatures without shade or shelter.
Now the PSPCA compiles veterinary information on the four affected dogs to recommend charges to the DA. Wilson says all four dogs are stable, even those two puppies covered in necrotic wounds.
We fully believe that they will make a full recovery. Their tails may need to be amputated once they are stable enough due to the fact that so much damage had been done that they may no longer be functional.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police are looking for two more suspects in the deadly birthday party shooting over the weekend in Nicetown. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Police have announced the arrest of one man, and there are warrants out for two more in Saturday's quadruple shooting in the 1900 block of West Hunting Park Avenue. The gunfire left two men dead and two other people injured, a woman and a 7-year-old girl who was grazed in the head. Authorities say an argument broke out during a birthday party and someone started shooting. In the commotion, police say 20-year-old Lonzel McDaniel came out of a house and fired down the street, killing a man and injuring the 7-year-old. McDaniel was charged with murder. Police are now trying to find 25-year-old Lawrence Coleman and 29-year-old Virgil Williams in connection with the case. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We're in for another hot one today with real feels getting close to 100 again. KYW's Nigel Thompson braved the heat in Fairmount to talk to some residents about how they're coping.
Despite the heat, Jim Pavlock and a number of other gardeners with plots at the Spring Gardens were out near the middle of the day to check on their plants.
We have to have this watered. You know, I have to water my plot. I like to come over really early, getting over here in the middle of the day. It's not good for the plants, and it's not good for the health either.
That's especially true for the older gardeners who maintain plots.
We have a number, and they love their gardening, and they're very passionate about it. And you do find them. There was an older woman I was just speaking to over here. She was probably well under her 70s, but she says it's getting to me. And the other woman that we saw just on the way out, she said she told me she was feeling a little queasy, so I said, time to go home.
Across the street from the garden, 20 to 30 kids ran through the water jets at the spray ground at Roberto Clemente Playground. Carlos was there with his nephew.
It's a good space for the kids and also for the families. I mean, we can stay here, the shadow here, and we have water for the kids.
In Fairmount, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Barnes Foundation is teaming up with Penn Museum in a new groundbreaking online platform. KYW Sherrod A. Howard reports it gives students and teachers an up-close and personal experience with visual arts from home and the classroom.
This is revolutionary. That is not an overstatement.
After more than 3 years of development, Martha Lucy with the Barnes and her team are launching a new expansive technology.
It's the first of its kind. There's nothing else like it in the field.
The Visual Experience Platform, or VXP, was specifically created as an online learning tool for teaching visual material, like in art classes and museums.
Unlike other fields of study, art history is all about the visual, really close looking at works of art and objects.
VXP allows 360-degree views of galleries and a searchable library of completed classes. Between 2023 and June of 2025, the Barnes welcomed over 4,600 students in more than 110 VXP online classes, and 91% of the students said it inspired them to continue learning. So the Barnes took it a step further.
We have also been developing videos for K through 12. So if a teacher wants to do a lesson on a work of art, they can just go to the Barnes website, underscore programs, and find these free videos.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.